As the state budget crisis worsens, local school districts are doing everything they can to keep from having to make deep cuts. One problem, though, is that some districts are better positioned than others to raise extra money. In Kansas, one wealthy county's plan to boost school revenue with a sales tax has raised questions of fairness and brought a lawsuit from the county next door. From member station KCUR, Frank Morris reports.
Johnson and Wyandotte counties share a common border in the Kansas City area, but culturally and economically, they couldn't be farther apart. Johnson County, with its high-tech industry and gigantic suburban homes, is by far the richest in Kansas. Some of its public schools are among the best in the nation. They're able to offer a wide variety of arts and cultural programs, even orchestra for 5th and 6th graders. But lately, these schools have fallen on hard times. Cuts in state funding have forced the Shawnee Mission District to close buildings, trim its workforce, and kill innovative programs. This year, grade school orchestra may be on the chopping block.
You look at the cost per pupil of each program, and programs such as band and strings have a very high cost per pupil because everybody doesn't take it.
Superintendent Marge Kaplan pins her hope for preserving programs like this one on a new quarter-cent county sales tax that would generate about $5 million a year for her district.
I think what's at stake here is the ability to have local control, to allow people who feel that their schools are having to be gradually dismantled because the state legislature has not seen fit to fund the schools adequately.
But Kaplan may never see the revenue. In neighboring Wyandotte County, school officials and parents like Ramon Murguia and his wife Sally have sued to stop the Johnson County sales tax.
We're going to have a system in this state that is unequal and unfair and, we think, unconstitutional.
Murguia says Kansas prohibits counties from directly funding schools, and that helps level the playing field. Wyandotte is a struggling urban industrial county with one of the state's lowest per capita incomes. Recent budget cuts there have slashed programs for the most needy children. Sally Murguia argues that if wealthy places like Johnson County are allowed to sidestep the state formula and pour millions directly into their schools, students like their daughter may be left behind.
We're going to end up with this patchwork of uneven funding, and there's no control, no basis, no political work in bringing that funding together at an equal level throughout the state.
But Fred Logan, a Johnson County resident who campaigned for the tax, says that's just not true. He says local residents have a right to tax themselves if they want to.
In the big picture of things, that's not going to create huge disparities, and it's an appropriate use of economic development tools.
Logan says strong schools have driven Johnson County's economic vitality over the last 40 years. They've attracted successful people and high-paying jobs. Preserving them, he says, is sound economic development and should not be restricted. Education experts say there's a compromise. Some states, like Texas, have so-called Robin Hood laws, whereby rich districts can raise extra money, but they have to share some of it with poorer districts. Variations of this approach have been proposed in the Kansas legislature, but with the state facing a massive shortfall, lawmakers are not likely to overhaul the school funding formula or plow any new money into education this year. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Wyandotte County, Kansas.